Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. September kind of strong. Soft day on Twitch. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's really soft day on Twitch.
It was.
Maybe we'll pick up a little something here. Maybe we can shake our titties over here.
I'll shake mine.
Yeah, like I said. Anna tried to, by the way, for those scoring at home, Anna tried to get physical with me.
I tried to choke you, but I think it's
with
impossible.
With some kind of bullshit. Fucking move. Like, when you choke somebody out, you just usually go right around the fucking buckle brush and choke them out.
I was trying something new.
Yeah, well, some shit that, like, some stupid shit.
Yeah.
Some shit that would never work.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't realize the girth of neck I was dealing with, to be honest with you. You got a robust-ass neck, motherfucker.
If you grab a hold of me, man, I'm pretty fucking solid.
I was just telling Blitz, I was like, who do you think's stronger, him or Lummy? I think he might be stronger than Lummy.
No, probably not.
I mean, you got to remember, Bubba is a creature of nature.
But
no, he's a nature of creature.
But, I mean, Lummy's stronger than me. Absolutely. But I might be more compact. Like, I'm like a little bulldog.
Yeah, you had a lower center of gravity. So I feel like, because if you think about it, like, some of the strongest guys in the world aren't that tall.
Right. Well, I'm 5'10", and Lummy's 6'5".
Yeah.
But Lummy, he's so big.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't fuck with Lummy. Like, I wouldn't even, like, in a fight, I wouldn't fuck with Lummy.
Well, he's got, like, longer arm span, right. But like, that's, I don't know, I feel like you're really fucking strong.
Well, I've gotten really strong. I've been going to the gym.
Yeah, anything else you do?
What do you mean?
Like, to work on your strengths.
No, not really.
Do you go kayaking or anything? I went kayaking yesterday.
No.
Do you want to go?
Blitz. I don't want to go fucking kayaking. I'm not a kayaker.
You built like one?
No, I'm
a
not.
Kayak? I mean,
oh my God.
I'm kidding. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not mad at you at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not a kayaker.
Why not? I didn't used to be a kayaker either. I am now.
Well,
you can turn into a kayaker.
For sure.
Yeah.
I just think my weight, they're only weighted for 250.
Mine are.
Yeah, well,
I'll hook up.
I'm 306.
If I get a bunch of like 2-liter bottles and put them on the edges and tie them up, be like an outrigger.
What's that? That's Bubby's got to have 14 empty milk jugs to be able to keep them right where he needs to be. So, aesthetically, it doesn't look that great, but fuck it. It floats like a motherfucker.
Hey, guys, I need you to save milk jugs. Why? Because Bubba wasn't good kayaking with me.
But, like, Anna, I'm not trying. I'm not trying to get, like, I think that you know that I absolutely adore you. We have our moments.
We do.
But, like, I don't think I've ever been inappropriate with you.
No. In fact, quite the opposite.
I would never.
You tell me how gross I am.
No, that's not, and you know that's not cute. How many times have I, like today, when we were talking about the hitchhiker, I set Dan in his place.
You saying, did, and thank you for having my back.
Well, because I just, it's the truth.
Yeah, because he thinks he's like, oh, I'd get picked up.
No. Oh, yeah, he's Johnny first place at everything.
Right.
You can be like, hey, we're going to have a shit-eating contest. Well, I'm going to fucking win it. Really? Yeah. I swear to God, I'm going to get some carbon fiber shit-eating spoons and fucking eat the shit out of that.
Hey, I'm not going to mention any names, but as long as some truck drivers from Iowa don't enter, Dan would win.
Now, see, I'm going to beat your ass, fucking Blitz. I'm getting pretty tough. Fucking always dogging my boy Buzzard Bob.
Whoa, I never said Buzzard Bob.
Motherfucker, I swear to God.
I never said Buzzard Bob.
I'm
going to
start getting more physical with people around here.
I never said Buzzard Bob.
I'm feeling better. So, Anna, here's what I wanted you to do.
Yeah.
But I totally get if you don't want to do it and if you think it's a little creepy, okay? I totally get it.
Can't wait for it.
So you can just say, nope, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
But if you'd want to come and, like, feel my shoulders and, like, my neck just to see, because I don't know if you've
just
ever...
Just kind of yoke you up a little bit.
Well, no, just feel how solid I am. Because I'm pretty fucking solid.
Like right now?
Yeah, just come and, like, but not like, I'm just going to sit in my chair and you just like kind of grab me. And then you can tell if a...
Call me Anna Cuomo.
What?
Call me Anna Cuomo.
What's that bitch saying?
Anna Cuomo?
Yeah, that's it.
No, but feel the shit.
What's she doing?
She's just feeling, you know, feel over here. Like, just.
She looks so tiny next to you.
Try to choke me out. Try to choke me out. Here, I'm going to give you my neck. I'm going to give my neck to you. Now try as hard as you can to choke me out. Go.
What technique is that? The not very good one. I mean, is she doing anything at all?
She had me a little lazy. She was looking like she was fucking water skiing on my shit.
I know.
She was back like she was barefooting.
No shit.
God, I think that's every ounce of strength that she's got. This might go opposite Blitz where she likes to do this. Like, Papa, can I fucking choke you?
She's not very strong, but for her size, she's very strong.
But she was leaning back every ounce of her fucking fiber.
Yeah.
Did you feel that at all? Did it feel like a tickle?
No, it almost had me.
Okay.
I mean, but she had me squeezed close pretty fucking tight.
Okay.
I mean, but she literally had, I mean, like, she was hanging 10. She was Banana George fucking barefoot skiing on the deal.
Yeah.
All right. So, see, I mean, I'm a pretty solid fucking dude.
Yeah. Have you just always been built that way or?
Yeah. And I'm not nearly as good as I used to be, but I'm getting back.
When was your peak?
2000.
Well, I didn't know if it was when you were in college, you know, when you were. You had like a business going on or something?
Oh, when I was slinging steroids? No. I was really strong then, really strong, but I didn't look as good as I did when I was, you know, 248 and a half.
But you probably weren't your strongest when you were 248 and a half.
Oh, I don't know. I was pretty fucking strong.
Probably stronger now. You were just more cut then.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not stronger now.
Oh.
Mm-mm. As you get older, man, your fucking joints and shit. Like, you can't.
Oh, yeah, you got to take turmeric.
It's not necessarily the strength. It's all the pain with your wrists and your elbows and shit. But she had we might want to make that a meme or something because she fucking did. She yoked the shit out. I think you like that, Anna.
A little bit. Kind of got some aggression out.
Is that the.
Did you hear what I said when I was choking you?
Look at those fucking pipes. Give them to me, baby. Give me the pipes. Give me them little fucking pipes.
Not little.
Fuck yeah, look at that. Look at those delts. Looks good as shit. Fuck yeah, my little peanut. Fuck yeah, look at them shoulders. Come pop that shit out, bow and arrow, bitch. Look at that.
Oh, wow, look at that. It's so light, but
looks
yeah.
good as fuck.
Thank you. We got to do the Clem Gym at
have
some
you,
point.
Have you ever been that physical with a guy? Ever?
Like wrestle a little?
No, like
done
fucking
that. It's kind of fun.
Choke him out.
I don't think I've choked anyone out or like tried to, but I've definitely like had a wrestle.
I will tell you this: if you would have put me in the proper rear naked, you could have choked me out.
Yeah,
like I would.
I'm
going
to YouTube it and try it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you had no technique.
No, you had
was
no
the problem.
But the thing is I could literally come. As you're on me, I could tell you how to do it where you could literally pass me out unless I tap.
Let me look at it. Let me just YouTube it.
Your naked
quick.
Choke right up in there like this, boom, like this, and then you fucking clamp down on the sternum with neck pressure, and you're TT 99. naked choke.
How to...
I like
to
rear naked choke. You want me to...
No. You're too strong.
I won't hurt you.
You don't...
I'll just set it.
No.
Like Ronco. I'll set it and forget it.
Yeah, you will.
No.
Remember Blitz with Ronco and you had like some fucking kind of crock pot and you like set it and forget it. Next thing you know, you got bread.
The little rotisserie.
Yeah, set it and forget it.
I love that infomercial.
Ronco, you know
food,
what?
Food infomercials are the worst to work on.
Can somebody tell me, like, how much is one Ronco still alive? And two, how much did Ronco bamboozle Americans out of over the years?
Well, his products actually weren't that bad. So I don't know if I'd consider it bamboozling. He just did really good infomercials to sell his products. But they weren't garbage.
No. Some of them are garbage. Like, well, I think Ronco might have been the guy that had the spray on hair.
He did.
Okay.
But I mean, it was what it was. And he did like the pocket fisherman, which is stupid. But like, you didn't buy a pocket fisherman.
But the pocket pussy.
Yeah. You weren't buying that trying to go fishing for real.
Can you imagine if, hi, new from Ronco. First we had the pocket fisherman. And now we got the pocket pussy. But you know what? Every guy would buy a pocket pussy.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Use it while you're fishing.
Like chicks. You know how chicks can have the little bullets? Have you ever, like over the years, because I'm a master coxman, you know, Blitz, you know, you'd get a girl and she, like at stoplights or like while they're driving, they'll use the bullet on their clitoris?
Yeah.
Well, us guys don't have anything inconspicuous like that.
Not at all.
Either you're jacking off like a monkey or you're not, right?
Yeah.
What's that big fucking cylinder thing they made? The auto blow.
Auto suck or something.
The auto blow.
Yeah. Can you imagine you're a stoplight and you're fucking, you got the.
And it's going.
Like a shot back?
Hey, I used the auto blow one time and it was the biggest fucking garbage. I used it exactly one time.
Did almost take your penis off?
I couldn't get near the pressure I needed.
Yeah, I'd say they're. I mean, I really think they're made for dudes that are like. Fucking huge.
Easy comer.
Well, that too.
I think they're made for guys that don't need a lot. Like, on my dick, I need a lot of action on it.
Right.
Like, I need it, you know, you need to grip it and rip it.
You need to squeeze close.
Yeah, like, with my dick, you need to really, really fucking make, like, you need to be really aggressive
with it. You need kung fu grip.
Yeah, I need you to really grip it hard.
Right.
I don't need any of this baby fucking shit.
No.
Have you had a woman go too hard on it?
I've never found a woman that
Not your balls, but I'm talking your penis.
No, I have never had a woman that's been able to squeeze my dick harder than I can take. And I, you know, I've dated some women that fucking spent a lot of time in the gym.
They probably didn't want to go full strength on your penis.
I would say, go full strength.
Yeah, but we're scared we're going to hurt
they
you. It's a very sensitive
creature. I've had women literally fucking full strength, shaking. You know, like they were deadlifting 420. Couldn't squeeze another ounce of fucking gription. And I'm like, what? I didn't do shit. Hello? Grip my dick.
Hey, guys.
Hello, it's the Grip Your Dick call.
How are you glad you called in, Mike?
Yeah, what's up, Blitz?
I got a headache.
I was just, I love all the extra content. All I do is listen to Bubba Army. I'm not one of those guys that goes and listens to, you know, Chuck and whatever after. I'll listen to Bubba Army over again instead of that. And you guys are putting out so much extra content. It's great. And you'll probably shoot down and think this is a stupid idea. But I was wondering, maybe if you could do it like on a Saturday, also a best of hot mic little clip.
You going to edit it for us?
If I knew how to, I would.
All right, well, when you get it edited, let me know.
All right, I just, you know.
I mean, it's a good idea. It's a good
better.
No, it's a good idea. It's just, you know, we don't have the manpower now to do
that. Because
you
guys have some funny pops and stuff on hot mic and
some
funny content.
No,
I
agree. We just don't have the manpower to put that something together every single week.
Yeah, we're down on manpower, buddy. Maybe Jackson could do that.
And my other question is, Bubba, you take the high road these days, and it's great. You're a better man for it. But why haven't you called out Seth or Brent for acting like you were never a part of their history?
What is there to call out, Seth? Seth and I are still friends, and if he doesn't, I mean, I'm not going to get butt hurt. The old Bubba may have been pissed off that he hasn't included his little tenure with us, but that's his shit. I mean, what do I have to do on it? I don't got anything to do with it. And Brent's going to be on my show Thursday with his wife. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you want him to throw shade and then have him on a show right after?
No, I'm saying maybe you can ask him because you played that clip of Brent, you know, his Twitch clip, and he's like saying all his pre-qualifiers, you know, on the radio, and he never even mentioned you. You even pointed it out.
Who cares? Who cares? What does it, I mean, like, at the end of the day, buddy, what does it really matter?
Right.
I'm saying you're taking the high road. That's great.
For instance, Manson. Manson went on and absolutely just said some unbelievably untrue, really bad shit, made me out to be the monster, which I'm sure some of it's true. You work with somebody for 23 years, you obviously see the good and the bad, you know, but I employed him for 23 years. I think he had, I paid him fairly. And then he went on, you know, we parted ways, and I don't think that I've really said hardly anything at all disrespectful towards Mike. I certainly haven't done full-blown monologues and shows and all the type of things, and he has said just some very horrible stuff about me. But I elected to take the high road, and it's worked. And you know what? Quite frankly, sir, it's worked out better for me.
Mm-hmm. No, it has. The way Manson led his life up to when he left, he kind of did the opposite, and then you did the opposite, and yeah. I agree. I just thought it'd be an interesting question for Brent when he's in. Remember me?
Maybe you call. Maybe the listeners could call in and get that heat, but I'm not.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, buddy.
Love you guys.
Thanks. I think I got a headache from on a fucking squeeze clothes in my shed.
Hell yeah, you did.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
You do got a little gription on you, though.
Thank you.
You been training?
I got some biceps on me, but yeah, I do hypertrophy training mostly.
What's hypertrophy training?
For looks?
Yeah, it's like high reps, lower weights versus like strength training where you can only do maybe two or three.
That's all I do. Is
hypertrophy.
15. I do 15 reps.
Yeah,
or
that's hypertrophy training. Yeah, that's hypertrophy. Like, yeah. If you were like maxing out and you could only do 3 deadlifts, that's more for strength training.
I used to do that in college.
It's really bad for your joints, though.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not about that life.
I want to preserve those joints. Now, would you let me tape you, put you through a Klim workout?
Yeah, we talked about this before.
A Klim workout.
Yeah, maybe next Wednesday, actually. I should be blood free by then.
Bubba, she's letting you know, bitch. Next Wednesday, motherfucker.
I don't know. Does that work for you?
Blitz.
That's what she just said.
I know.
I said, how's the next Wednesday?
Well, let me look at my calendar. What day?
Wednesday.
The 6th?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
But we'd have to do it after the after show.
Yeah.
Now, should...
I should be blood free by then.
Should I just make the after show live from the Klim gym?
Oh, we can do that too.
You know how Blitz we go. But I don't think we could go. Well, Blitz, if we had you down there and you was one, you know, you were live like on, say, YouTube, and then I was like live on Facebook with my camera, then I think you could do it that way, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we going to train?
I'm going to put you through kind of an all body train.
Okay, full body workout.
Here's how we would do it, okay?
Yeah.
I think we'd first start at the Smith machine. And I'd have you do ass. No, but you have to, you're going to let me fucking train you now.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear no back talking.
No back talking.
Okay, here's how we're going to start. You're going to, first of all, you're going to stretch.
Yeah.
I don't want to stretch.
You stretch on your own. Like, I'm not going to tell you how to stretch, but I get on the floor, get the little roller deal.
Yeah. It's usually better to stretch after the workout, but yeah, we can do a little before too.
I want you to pre-stretch for me, however you need to stretch. I'm not telling you how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to start on abs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be able
to work out abs when I eat snacks. Is that your ab workout?
Why do I have a fucking list?
Two sets of abs, both of my machines, 3 sets of 15.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, 3 sets of 15.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to
go. Both sets on both machines?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
That's what I do. Then we're going to go to the hamstring machine.
Okay.
3 sets of 15
on
that.
Ooh, we may not be able to do hammies. Because I broke my ass.
No, that's not quite how fucking what works.
No,
in my life.
Seriously, I can do my left hammy, not my right.
No, no, we'll put little to no weight on it.
She like ripped her hammy.
My glute ham.
Like literally, I'll put 5 pounds on it. It's just important that you're at least doing the motion, even if there's no weight on it.
No, okay, but I'm just letting you know, and you know, so you don't think I'm a little puss pants.
Okay, but I'm just saying I'm going to rock you through.
Yeah, we can do left all day.
No, we're going to do both, but you know, maybe your left might be doing all the work. We'll put literally no weight on it.
Okay.
So, because I'm not going to, you know, we're not going to put, you know. Then we're going to go to tricep pushdowns.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to a shoulder machine.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to a chest machine.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to the Smith machine.
Yeah.
And you're going to do ass to the grass squats.
Okay.
Then we're going to put the incline bench on the Smith machine and do inclines. Then we're gonna go to the straight bar and do three sets of 15 curls.
Okay.
And then we're gonna do Roman curls, which are they're hard to explain. We're gonna do Roman curls.
Okay.
Then we're gonna do the back machine.
Yep.
And then we're gonna go to the space shuttle.
Okay.
And then you're gonna do good girl, bad girl.
Okay.
Then you're gonna do shoulder shrugs.
Okay.
And then you're gonna do 22 boxing 22s.
Got it.
22, 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2.
I've done that before with you. With
both sides.
Seth, yeah.
Both sides.
LFG, baby, let's go.
Like, just total. Like, and I want to hear no crap.
No, I'm good in the gym.
How
I'm
long
not
until
a
she pukes?
I'm not going to fucking puke.
She wouldn't puke,
face.
But it's going to be a high impact. Like, it's going to be, I'm going to fucking run it. I'm going to, like, you know, we'll see what
of
you got.
Sure. No, I
don't think I've ever thrown up from exercise.
Well, it'll be a first time for everything.
We used to throw up. We used to work out so hard we'd throw up.
Oh, actually, I did one time when I had a pizza party and then I had to run the mile, so it was bad.
Oh, then we have to do, hold on, then we have to do 8-pound core balls.
Oh, like medicine balls?
Yeah, but you have to stand on this half moon thing.
Mm-hmm. I know the Bosu ball.
Yes, with no shoes on.
Okay.
And you have to maintain your core.
Why are there no shoes?
Because
better
shoes
for balance.
Well, better for balance, but shoes also mess up that ball.
Oh, you know, okay. Like I just was wondering.
The grip shit on the out.
Okay.
Plus it's better for it really is better for balance because your shoes kind of give you an advantage.
Of course.
And then we'll do three sets of 15 arms and three sets of 15 squats on that.
Okay.
I can't wait. Fucking just tear you up. You won't walk on fucking Thursday or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that tougher than what you do?
I don't usually do full body workouts, so it should be challenging, but
yeah,
I'm up for it.
That's a lot.
Probably in about an hour.
That's it.
About an hour.
Yeah.
I didn't even throw in the but you know, the over the, that deal.
Skull crusher?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
I hate those.
Yeah.
I hate those,
you know,
but
where
I'll do them.
But the back deal, that you
know
what I'm saying?
Oh, you mean for the,
over
for
there
the,
by,
for
over
the
there
ab
by the,
machine.
Over there by the pre-core.
Yeah, yeah, for the ab machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you got to do good girl. Now, you might need to wear some yoga pants because the good girl, bad girls really kick you out wide like your puss would be hanging out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flopping all over the fucking place.
So either wear yoga pants or we'll get you a towel to put on that air because you honest to God, like your legs are kicked out as wide as you can get them. So you can put it, we'll put
what
a towel.
What kind of shorts do you think I wear?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is if you wear shorts, then we'll just put a towel over your.
No, the shorts I'm going to wear are going to be fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but you've seen when the good girls kicked out bad.
I know.
Don't worry.
I know.
Lips are flapping.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I wonder if the good girl, bad girl machine works on the lips. I think it's just the hip abductor and adductor.
Yeah, you got to use the lip machine.
You think you can reduce the lip size?
I don't know if they have pussy lip machines.
Yeah. Hypertrophy on the lips.
Will you spot me
on the lips?
On the pussy lip machine? Hello? Yeah, exactly. Get the fuck out of here. Honey, gave me a headache. Choking me out.
Sorry.
Hold on. I'm going to write this down in my deal here.
It wasn't Moderna. It was Anna.
Anna. Clem.
All right. Hopefully, Jim. I won't be a bloody mess by then. So should be good.
Well, what if you are? You got tampons?
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just saying.
I'll met up. No, it's no. I'm. I'll be ready to go. I don't give a fuck. I'll be ready to go.
And so, if Blitz goes live on his phone, and I give Lummy my phone, or Lummy, or whoever, or even Jesus,
right?
Then we'll be Blitz. That would be the first time that we'd be multi live. Right? Have we been live?
We tried at Tate's, but we couldn't remember because our was it YouTube we're having problems with?
Yeah, and are we still having YouTube?
Probably. I'll get it working, though.
Okay. Will you work on that?
Yeah, I'll get
okay,
it working.
Okay, so
yep.
Oh, that would be cool, Anna.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, but here's the bad thing about it. You're going to like it, and then you're going to be like, will you work me out again? Can I
no,
use
she won't. She's going to hate it.
maybe I will. I don't know.
But here's the deal. I am so spoiled that I couldn't even imagine working out at a public gym.
Like a fucking jobber. Like me.
Yeah, like.
Like me.
Well, Blitz, you get your privileges back soon. You've been really good. You've been super good. Remind me.
Okay.
By the end of the year to get you your key back.
Okay, good.
Like next year.
Christmas. Thanks. Christmas present. I know exactly what I'm getting you for Christmas. Your gym back, key back.
All right.
But isn't it so, Blitz, obviously you've worked out there a lot. And now you've worked, and now you're working out in a public gym. Isn't it just so much fucking cooler to have your own gym with your own shit that you don't have to wait for fucking people?
That's the one thing. The one thing I hate is waiting for machines. Everything else, I love being at the gym for, but having to fucking wait sucks.
Yeah, but if it's the perfect amount of busy, that is just the sweet spot.
I agree.
You don't working out with other people and like you're all motivated and you're all like getting jacked together.
I don't know. I don't either. But
I love that shit.
I'll tell you what I like doing. Huh. I like taking my dirty clothes, put it in my washing machine, fucking taking my pants off with my balls hanging out, going and getting in my shower, taking
smelling
a shower.
Smelling Regina's panties.
I have smelt Regina.
I know. You said it on the show.
I did.
To her.
God damn, I'll tell you, she had some fucking hot ass panties.
Mm-hmm. Boy short willies?
Yeah.
Those are cool.
You ladies need to realize, us guys like those boy shorts.
More than a thong?
Yes. Yes. I like him way more than a thong.
Yep. Interesting.
Hell yeah.
Write that down.
I kind of, yes, Anna. Me and Blitz don't agree sexually on a lot of shit. Yeah. But the boy short, like the Brazilian boy shortcut.
Would that ass be popping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've turned into an ass guy lately.
I can't believe most men aren't.
Mm.
But that's just me.
Well, there's not a lot of, most women don't know. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. Don't you? You're right, though.
A lot of women
don't
know how to pop the ass.
They don't know how to do a lot of stuff.
Pop the ass? You mean just walking around or in bed?
No, just like how to take care of your ass.
Oh, I could write a book on that.
No, like, you know, most women don't, when they go to the gym, they really don't know how to
work out. And the women, if they can write a book on it, don't have a clue.
Will my ass be popping?
Well, nobody knows. Hello.
Hey, brother. Sam Terry.
All right, nice change of pace. Hi, Gary. Hi, Tampa. Terry, how are you?
Did you call him Gary?
Yeah.
Terry over Gary.
Heard you guys talking about going to the gym.
You super said just going up the stairs, don't you, kid?
Yeah, well, I've been on a diet. I'm losing all my muscle mass, brother. I got to put on size like yesterday, brother. I don't know what the hell to do.
Eat more poutine.
Yeah, eat more
wasting
poutine.
Away, brother.
Yeah, wasting away, brother. What are you now, 405?
Hey, Bubba, how do I get steroids?
I don't know. You can usually go down to the gym and find a guy that's jacked the fuck up and ask him where he gets his shit from, and he'll be a middleman and gouge you and make about 40, 50 bucks on you.
But what you need to do, though, is you'd be like, hey, man, how can I get big? Don't be like, hey, man, I need some fucking roids, because then they'll be like, well, get out of here. Like, what, you got anything, like, what can I do? Like, what can I do to get big?
Yeah, you're like, hey, man, you got any tips on what I can buy to get me big?
Right. Supplements. You need some supplements.
And he'd be like, Bobby Boyce, the lady's choice. Charge you like, you know, triple. 180 bucks for like 30 bucks worth of Anavar.
Mm-hmm.
Brother.
Well, that's a good idea. So I'll find, you know, a guy at the gym who's, you know, built like a shit brick house. And I'll just ask him, you know, hey, brother.
What's it take to get as big, you know, get big?
Built like a shit brick house.
He knows.
Get big, Jack.
Yeah. Like, you know, man, I got money. You want to tell him you got some money too. I got some fucking money. I need to get.
The problem, Tamatari, is you actually got to go to the gym first.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I'll tell him, hey, brother, you're looking big. I got some money for you.
That
means you want to suck off.
Yeah, that means you want to blow the guy in the fucking locker room. He's like smashing the mouth with a barbell. Stop.
You want roids. You don't need it. You're not trying to suck the guy off.
Yeah, you want roids, not testicles. You don't want to get teabagged. You want some testosterone.
Okay,
that guy's doing roids, so he's got little balls.
Here's what I would start with, honest to God, Tampa Terry. I would start with having your doctor give you a prescription for some lab work so you can kind of get a baseline as to what kind of testosterone you have natural, the type of IGF growth hormone your body produces, you know, and then from there,
figure out how to lower it so then you can get some of that good.
Yeah.
How old are you, Tampa Terry? Honest to God.
He's gonna lie.
Yeah,
just fucking make a number up as close to what you are.
Like, give me a
Jesus Christ!
Come on,
care.
Tampa Terry.
I'm in the first half of my 30s, but I wish I wasn't from this.
Okay, so he's like fucking
brother.
37 or 38.
Yeah, you know what? You could start getting low on testosterone, and if you're low, like you're 350 or something like that, then just getting on some prescribed, go to the pharmacy testosterone replacement would just do wonders for you, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I have a doctor appointment in a couple of weeks, so I could get like blood work and say, hey, I think, you know, I could drink a bunch of soy milk first and say, hey, brother, I think my testosterone's low.
Yeah, I don't know why you're trying to make it funny about the soy milk and shit like that, but...
No, I think soy milk does lower your testosterone.
Well, whatever type of bullshit you got going on, get your levels, Terry, and then you can go from there.
Okay, so I tell them to look for testosterone, brother.
You want to do a full blood workout, including a lot of times they will not include your free testosterone. You have to pay extra for that.
Yep.
But you want the testosterone markers as well.
Okay. Well, up here in Canada, we have free health care, so the government might pay for it, brother.
They might. They might. I mean, you might be getting on some all kinds of shit.
All right. Hey, thanks, brother. I love you.
See you later, buddy.
Love you.
There's some people in the chat asked earlier if we're going to go help Dog the Bounty Hunter look for
No, I give Brian a fuck Andre. About I met him one time with Hogan. Not impressed.
He supposedly he's been past couple days at Fort DeSoto. He says that Brian Laundrie's in a canoe going from island to island.
Shut the fuck up.
You don't think that they've already looked island to island?
No shit. And like fucking Fort DeSoto's tiny, man.
It is. It is. It's like me and Blitz could take our jet skis out there and have the whole thing patrolled in 2 hours.
Yeah.
For real.
I know.
Hello?
Yo.
What's up, Iggy?
What's up, Iggy?
I heard the word roids. I figured I'd get into the conversation.
There you go.
That's all I'm about.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I would say that you're not all about roids, but you put your time into the gym more than anything. You're a fucking beast. You're a goddamn beast.
I'd send you a picture, but it might be a little bit gay. I mean, like, oops, I can't say gay on Twitch.
You can say gay. Gay is a good thing. Twitch. I mean, I think if you say gay in a good way, gay is cool. Right, yeah, Blitz? Like, I think you can say,
okay.
Hey, you want to get gay, or he's gay, or I'm gay, or it's all a big gay deal.
No, actually.
Well, this.
Oh, let's keep saying it.
I don't know that you couldn't say it, because I think it's if you say it in a positive way.
I'm saying no.
Oh, okay, well, then there you go. You can't say it. I would never say it in a bad way. But
and you definitely were not. I'm just saying,
yeah.
No.
Okay, great. We can't use that word, although I think that's a pretty cool word. Especially if somebody,
there's a lot of cool words we're not allowed to say.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if a guy was that, he should be able to say, "Hey, I'm that. I'm that's what I am. It's how I identify. It's how
it's
I roll.
A-okay.
Should be okay."
And I think if they are, they're allowed to.
Okay, great. Well, how about if I say, you know, I'm not gay, but I, you know, maybe I should try it. How about that? Would you get in trouble for that? Maybe. Iggy, continue on.
Got squirreled into a little gay circle.
Keep saying it. Yep. Good job, Iggy. Thanks.
Good saying it, Iggy. Great job, buddy. Got to let you go. Now that we won't be on Twitch anymore. He knows better than that.
That's why he's saying it.
Is he trying to get hung up on?
Yeah.
No, for real.
I don't know.
Come on, Iggy.
He's trying to be funny.
Ruined my fucking day. Absolutely ruined my fucking day. Now I got that shit to deal with. Whew. I think it's Stephen Diaco's birthday next week. Is it this weekend?
It's
or
the
next?
Third.
Is that this? That's this weekend coming up.
And your sister's Sunday. Is it's the Sunday. Fourth.
And my sister's is the fourth.
And the merch prick is your dad? The eighth.
Yeah. All that and more.
Yeah. You going to get your dad anything?
Yeah.
Merch prick?
Give him a Doug Klim army shirt.
You already got some
made
up. What
do you need, Tara?
Hello.
Your angel.
Hey, what Bubba, what I think do you I have something for you.
What do you get, Tara?
No.
What, okay. Buddy?
So I was catching up on shows. Last Tuesday's Kevin Hazlett show, he started talking about the Gabby Petite and the Brian Laundrie. About 45 seconds to a minute and a half into that conversation, he asked Anna to pull a video, and she literally had a mini Mike Calthabertation. It would be great if Jesus could pull it. I think you'd like to drop.
Hold on. So
I don't remember this.
I do. Because I just watched it the other night.
I'm sure it happened. I'm not doubting it didn't happen. I just say, I don't remember. Maybe because I have those moments often.
Hold on. So Kevin, during the Kevin's Law, asked Anna to find something. What do you ask him to her to find?
I guess the Petito video?
Yes, the video, correct. And, of course, she stepped all over him, but then when she went to find it, she literally had a little Mike Calthabertation, a mini one.
I would love to hear that.
Was, you know, no, and that's the thing. Mm-hmm. I what do you consider? I mean, I might have crossed the line. No, I don't. I could consider crossing the line. You and I could have as much beef as we want. I know. We never.
Man, boy, times are fucking changing over there.
Yeah, I've heard.
I mean, even I've heard updates since the original update. Have you guys? I've heard there's more.
Yes, I have heard.
Yes, I have heard. Yes. I have heard.
I have heard and I have told.
That no, but like even since the SBK stuff,
yeah,
there's shit going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Iggy is the man. Team Iggy, please don't make this about me and Iggy.
No.
Please, you guys, don't make it about
Don't do it.
Just don't. Iggy fucked up. He's being stupid.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
He knows better. I don't know what the fuck he's thinking, but let's not make it Team Iggy, Team Bubba. Iggy didn't do anything wrong. Bubba hung up on him. Just stop. Don't go there. Okay? Please.
Yes,
I'm going to ban him from the chat right now just to stir shit up.
I'm not having anything to do with anything.
No,
I'm getting ready to leave. Hello.
No.
So anyway, hey, sir, I will look for that audio making Otto look like a real fucking piece of shit, and we will play it on the hour every hour.
How long was Calta's birthdation, time-wise?
11.4 seconds.
Oh, hers is a good 2.5, 3.
Okay, well, that ain't shit. In the birtation world, my friend,
yeah,
I don't deal
shit.
With shit.
You know what? I'd say just...
All right, buddy, I'd say get the fuck off my phone and stop trying to make Otto look bad, okay?
God, people.
Anna's polarizing. So am I. So is Blitz. Everybody is. The only person that's not polarizing is Lummy. Everybody else.
Maybe Jesus a little bit.
Yeah, everybody loves Jesus.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's polarizing.
Lummy better be
itself.
Careful, man. Fucking Jesus is going to roll up in here soft mouth. Doesn't say much at all. Jesus, how you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Better?
A little bit.
You take those pills I gave you?
I sure did.
All right, I'll get some
more. Was he sick or something?
I'll get some more for you. Yeah, he's not feeling good.
Oh, gee, thanks for letting me know, buddy.
I just did.
No, Tyler, he's been sitting with here all day with me. He hasn't said a word.
He's scared. Everybody's scared of you.
Oh, that's how it should be.
He got tested for COVID. I think it's negative.
You think?
I thought he had the vaccine.
He does have the vaccine.
He can still get it and die from it.
Oh, well, then why get the vaccine?
Exactly. I went and got my second one yesterday. Hey, a good friend of ours, Russ Rollins from the Monsters, has COVID and is in the hospital. I actually texted him. I said, Russ, you okay? And he's like, oh, yeah. And I said, what do they got you on? And he's supposed to find, like, and then I went and told him what he should be on.
Right.
What is it? Deoxycycline, ivermectin,
hydroxychloroquine,
potential nebulizer.
Monoclonal antibodies is the first thing.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. I need to put that part in there, too.
Yeah.
Into Russ.
That's the setup.
You know, monoclonal is the absolute first thing that should be done.
Clinonial?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely yes.
That's what I'm putting. Antibodies.
Yup.
Monoclonal antibodies.
100% mm-hmm. All fucking day.
Monoclonal.
I mean, if he's in the hospital, chances are that's what they're giving him that.
Yeah.
But he has to get it within the first couple of days of catching COVID.
Anyway, Jesus, I'm really proud of you, buddy. God dang, I wish you would have won that sprint car race. We could have marked that in. We could have fucked it up.
Good job,
Tyler. I'm really proud of you.
I didn't fuck it up, Daddy. My fucking rear end are locked up. What's the fella supposed to do?
The gears were messed up.
Mm-hmm. Them bag full of fucking gears got messed up on me. Anyway, are the modified guys mad because you came in and waxed their ass?
No, I haven't really seen anything about it, so.
Have you seen... Who's that?
That was Blitz.
Oh, I had my mic off. I forgot his was on.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to say, because sometimes I'll say, Bubba cheated, you know, put his kids, got an airplane motor in there, and fucking, you know. They all know that we had the car literally on an...
Is that why you're taking those airboat motors
and
putting
in the cars? Yeah, he's got a fucking 900 horsepower airboat motor in there.
Supercharged.
He actually has...
Fucking cheater.
He has a 604 crate model. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tyler, there's no... our car sat there all day on an open trailer for them to go look at.
It's been sitting outside getting rained on for 5 months, too.
Yeah. Went in there and got that ass. I just didn't know if there was a big conspiracy theory or whatever.
I'll start one.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Connor Clem's a cheater.
What's that fucking...
Had a fucking airplane motor.
Is Karnak still around?
Blitz. You could say Tyler Clem had an airplane motor in his car this weekend. A jet.
Put
a jet motor.
He had a turbine in there?
He had a fucking jet motor. That's why he won.
We couldn't take the helicopter to fucking Fort Walton Beach because Bubba took the jet motor out of the helicopter and used to put it in Tyler's car.
You know what? You know what? Anyway, Tyler, I love you and I'm proud of you.
Love you too.
I feel better. Is this motherfucker ever going to answer his phone, Mike's Auto Center?
Oh, that guy?
Because, one, I got Tyler's jersey here signed, but two, we need our cream machine fixed, Blitz.
Yeah.
And I think I got people that'll fix it. Mike Giacconi.
Did he fucking block your call or something?
I think he did.
Beep.
Pepe. When's Reagan getting married?
I don't know. Probably should probably get engaged in the next year.
They look like a super cute couple.
Where do you follow them? Just on Instagram?
I see some of her shit on Instagram. I don't go there a lot. Blitz, I think I got blocked. Oh, hold on.
Oh, ring, ring.
Mike Giannacone.
Mike, sorry, may help.
Is this Mike?
Speaking.
Oh, about time.
Mike, about time you answered the phone. It's Bubba.
Hey, what's up?
You don't act very happy to hear from me.
What do you mean?
We're on the radio right now, and I got your jersey, my son's jersey that you want. You had Pete signed, so Pete brought it to me, so my son signed it. And so
yeah.
I got your card here, and we've been – have you got my messages, Mike?
No, I've been in and out. I need a knee replacement, so I'm kind of in pain right now.
He's got a trick knee.
You still got the auto center, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, James is over there running it, right?
Yeah, James. Years, so. Yeah, well, fucking James. We called down there one day live on the air to ask for Mike, and James is a real dick. We're live on the air.
Yeah, he's not even there.
Yeah, we're like, hey, we wanted Mike to see if you could fix our cream machine for us once you get done getting that fucking hip fixed.
The knee, what's wrong with it?
Well, we think that it is a fuel pump with a possible power steering pump with a master cylinder kicker is what we're thinking.
Uh-huh.
We were thinking
where
maybe
that right now.
Well, if you said you'd fix it, I'd just have it. I'd have Crockett's come get it and bring it to you.
Right.
But I want you to work on it. I don't want fucking James work on it because he'll sabotage it and make it blow the fuck up. So I'd rather wait for you to get your knee all, you know, working on.
Yeah, put a new cobalt knee in there.
Put a new cobalt knee in that motherfucker and get you all straight. Mike G and Connie.
Oh shit.
How do you say your last name, Mike?
I've got somebody here. I've got to run back to the house. So can I give you a shot later?
Yeah, or I'll call you, you know, whatever. We just, you know what? How long are you going to be down for, Mike? When are you going to be able to wrench again?
That I don't know. I'm trying not to get this done, to be honest with you. I've just had an injection put in.
All right. Well,
I'm trying this gel injection first before I get a whole knee done.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll call you next couple of days. Maybe we can work out some kind of shit. Okay, buddy?
All right.
All right, Mike, Giannacone. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Look.
Mike says, I don't want to do shit for you.
Yeah, I kind of got to. I got a fucking blow off there.
Hey, look, buddy, I got someone here. I'll talk to you later.
No, but Hootie Handful of Pills says his uncle could maybe fix it, but.
Is he also on pills?
Yeah, he's on pills.
It's a family thing.
And it's really not that big. Me and Blitz could fix it.
Yeah, if we had time.
But we don't have time. I just got to send it out.
Yeah, we got to go to the gym and stuff.
Yeah, I got to. Mm-hmm. And I got to.
Oh, maybe Anna can change a fuel pump for you.
Hell yeah, I can pump it up.
You can't pump shit, Anna.
I can't pump shit. I don't know how to do
anything.
One
thing you can pump up is just pump up your fucking bicep.
Okay.
One of these days, you're going to find a man that kind of is a little alpha. He kind of fucking throws your... Look at that.
You think I need an alpha man? Yes. think I do too.
You need... Listen, women need alpha men.
But not every man is alpha.
Nope,
so that's why they do sneaker male tactics.
That's the... You just absolutely nailed it. Every woman needs an alpha man.
You guys have been watching the same YouTube videos.
Every man is an alpha. Some men are a bunch of pussies.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, when they're around chicks, they just don't take control.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's not.
And that's why we have, I know you're going to think I'm lying, but really monogamy was for the benefit of men and not women. Like monogamous marriage.
Yeah.
That was really for men because what was happening, you know, in more primitive cultures was that a few guys were taking all the ladies and most guys had no women at all. So to kind of even out the playing field, they said you can only have one woman.
So Jimmy Clevis would come and fuck them all.
Right. Like Genghis Khan had like, you know, like 8,000, 10,000 kids.
I kind of like that. No titles, no drama. I like that.
Is that what I said?
Oh, no.
That's exactly what you said.
That's what I said.
Did you not hear yourself?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm dumb. But yeah, so monogamous relationships were really for men and not for women. Because women can get pregnant by anybody, you know?
And women can get laid anytime they want.
Exactly. Yeah. So
even
it's
big girls at the country bar can get some dick.
Yeah, even candy.
I mean, that should be a fucking song. Even big girls at the country bar can get some dick.
Yep, you just gotta wait till 2 a.m.
Big girls at the country bar can get some dick. Meanwhile, guys at the country bar, we're not guaranteed pussy at all.
Nope.
None.
Nope.
Not even guys that look like Jimmy motherfucking Clevis necessarily might get, you know. Blitz, I'm sure.
Definitely higher chances.
In Jimmy's single days, there was a few times he struck out.
Oh, for sure.
Everyone does.
Nobody bats 1,000.
Yeah, everyone does.
I bet you Dan struck out a few times when
of
he was a single man.
Of course he has.
So monogamy was made for loser dudes. That couldn't get any pussy.
Even out the playing field. I know, and people always think, oh, marriage is for women. Nope. It's the other way around. There's some guys that could have fucking 40 wives and be able to take care of all of them. No problem. But
40?
Yeah. Like billionaires, they could have 40 wives if they wanted to.
Could you? Or yeah. Is it illegal? I mean, what if, okay.
I mean, I'm talking about just financially speaking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
But I'm saying, like, if you had 40 girls.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be illegal as long as you weren't married, right?
Yeah, like you could be Dan Bilzerian and have just a revolving door of hot broads.
Right, that's not illegal.
Not at
all.
And
even if he was married to one of them and she was cool about the other
totally
39.
Fine. It's not illegal.
It's just the minute that you marry more than one.
Yes, the state won't recognize it.
Will they put you in jail for it, or they just don't recognize it?
I don't know. Technically,
it's illegal, but... Oh, in Utah, I don't know, but like technically.
No, that's the thing. What do you consider? I mean, I might have crossed the line. No, I don't. I consider crossing the line. You and I could have as much beef as we want. I don't. We never.
Mine wasn't that bad.
No, yours was precious. It's what yours was.
Thank you. Hearts.
Yeah, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. Recently kind of have talked about their open marriage concept. Mm-hmm. And, well, they've had an open marriage for a long time. And I think it initially started out with, like, he was this big time, you know, Hollywood guy.
Yeah.
Getting all this pussy. And she went and got some dick behind his back because she knew he was getting all this pussy. And then she liked it. And then he found out about it and fucking cut a promo. And she was like, I'm just doing what you're doing. And he's like, oh, Zoinksville, you just got me. And then they're like, oh, shit, let's just fucking whatever. Let's just roll. Not worry about it. That's
sounds
cool.
Sounds like the trapped in the closet thing.
What do you mean?
Just the story you were describing.
Well,
it's very drama filled.
I mean, not really. I mean, if you had a relationship with a girl and you're married and you're like, hey, you can go out with all the dudes you want and I can go out with all the chicks I want, I might get a little cumbersome at times.
That wouldn't work for me, but whatever. To each their own.
Well, it wouldn't work for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it would work for some.
It absolutely.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, to each its own. You know, like some people, doggy doesn't work for them.
Right.
Whereas missionary does.
Right.
Missionary's awesome.
Some women can have a clitoral orgasm. Some cannot. Some can only have a G-spot willy.
Yeah, everyone's different.
God, I want to ask, but I shouldn't.
What do you want to know?
I'm not saying it.
Okay.
Sorry, Bubba, you can ask me. I actually do have G-spot orgasms, yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Prostate willy.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
What? That's where it is for men, I thought.
I understand for men. You get a prostate deal. But, boy, it seems like you got to go a long ways to get there.
I know.
Like a girl's clitoris or a G-spot's just right there.
Yeah. I have friends that, I mean, married friends, that the wife told me that her... I know we joke about Lummy, but she really does peg her husband.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean?
She puts on a strap-on, and she's like a tiny woman, and he's like 6'2".
And she blasts him?
No, this
him.
Is her thing?
She fucks him right in his ass.
This is her kink?
No, is this the way they do it? Is this just for Christmas?
No.
Or is this like part of the deal?
Well, let me tell you how it all started. So,
please do. I'm riveted.
In Michigan, it was probably like 6 weeks before I left. I met this girl and she met this guy on Tinder and he was really hot and we called him Big Sexy Cowboy. And she started dating him and fast forward, now it's her husband. And when they first started dating... She just kept telling me, like, Anna, he's too perfect. He's, like, good-looking. He's, like, rugged. He works on cars. But he also, like, cooks really well. And he's just the amazing
he's a man's
job.
Man.
Yeah.
Not just, with the alpha?
I mean, so I thought, you know.
Well, now, hold on. I think a guy could be alpha.
He was quietly confident. You know, he wasn't, like, boisterous and like
right.
Dan or something like that. But he was quietly confident.
Right.
Had a great job. I think worked for Ford. That
Do
whole
you think
thing.
I'm quietly alpha?
No, you're loud as fuck.
No, no, but in real life, though, I mean,
no, you're still loud in real life.
No, I'm really not.
Yeah, you've got. You don't need to brag like Dan does, but you just have a swagger about you. This guy doesn't have your sort of charisma or anything, but whatever. He was quietly confident. He's good looking, and she just kept telling me, like, she had a spidey sense. She'd be like, Anna, I just know I'm going to find something. There's got to be something weird with this guy. He's just too perfect. And then about 6 months later, you know, I'm in Florida at the time, and she calls me out of the blue, and she goes, Anna, I found out what it is.
But why has it got to be a bat?
I'm not into it. But it was just like kind of an offbeat sort of thing you weren't expecting.
She's like, he likes
fingers in his butt.
But I agree. Like,
he likes fingers.
That does nothing for me. I think. I don't know. But who cares?
Yeah, but like, here's the deal. Okay, so she comes back with a report to you that he likes fingers in his butt.
Well, she said that he likes getting pegged. And okay. I said, how the fuck did that come up?
Now, that's a little...
Okay, that is next level than fingers in the butt.
Yeah, and I said, how did you find that out? And she said, I just snuck a finger in there. And I said, did he like it? And she goes, Anna, I'll never forget. She goes, Anna, he fucking loved it.
Okay, so he's a little bit of a freak.
So then she put like two fingers in there, and then that graduated maybe to three, and then they went for toys.
But hold on now. I don't do that. I just...
Right.
I've done some freaky shit, and that's not...
That's just not your thing.
Yeah. But here's the deal. The prostate, as I know a way a man is plumbed, I think the prostate is a sexual...
It's like a G-spot for men.
I think it is. And I think that the prostate actually houses where the semen is. Does it not?
Semen is in the testicles.
Yeah, it's the testicles.
Okay.
It gets... I know.
Okay, then
epididymis. It gets produced in the epididymis.
Okay, but the prostate has something to do with your...
Seminal, right. Yeah. It adds seminal gland.
But the prostate is a sexually based organ. Is it not?
Yeah.
Okay. That being said, I can see where prostate stimulation... shouldn't be, it's highly like, I like to go, but it shouldn't be. It's kind of a cumbersome way where it's strategically located.
It's cumbersome, all right.
Where it's at, but we can't help it how we're made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we can't help it that God put our fucking prostate in our asshole. I mean, why couldn't he just put it right behind our balls or something like that?
Yeah, it says its primary function is to produce the fluid that nourishes and transports sperm.
There you go. So it's an organ of, it's this.
Yeah, it adds to it.
Right. So, you know, I mean, that's, I mean, you automatically want to make this guy a freak. Maybe he's...
It was just kind of...
Does that freak
unexpected.
Girls out?
Well, clearly not her. She was like, well, if that's what he likes...
And maybe she,
that's how it should be.
But maybe she should be like, you know what? That's what my man likes.
Oh, she did.
But I'm not going to clown him out to my girlfriend saying...
She told a lot of people.
Yeah, she clowned him out.
She told a lot of people. I met up or talked to somebody recently, and they knew about it. Like,
yeah, that's fucked up.
And he brought it up to me, and I go, how the fuck did you know? Like, She told me.
Dating a girl, man, yep. Like, if you're dating a girl,
yeah. Yep.
Or you're fucking a girl.
Yep.
You know, your sexual business is strictly...
It's sacred.
Should be sacred. Absolutely.
Yeah. Including his size, just like, you know, weird things he likes, his kinks.
Now, I'm not trying to be hypocritical because I let my best friend blast my wife. But, you know, I mean, you know, to each its own, people are into different things.
Mm-hmm. But
it was nobody's business and nobody was going to know about it had I didn't have some fucking thieving assholes that tried to ruin
exactly,
my life.
Exactly. The intention.
You think me, Hogan, or Heather wanted any of that shit out?
No.
You think I wanted any of this fucking drama?
No.
No. My life would be so much better had that tape not fucking come out. Right. That tape was the begin. Well, in the begin, I'm saying it was. It didn't better.
No.
It certainly was very detrimental to me.
Correct.
And it was targeted to fuck me up.
Of course.
The stealing of it, the distributing of it, the blackmailing of it, the extorting of it was all part for somebody to better themselves at my expense.
Correct.
And I'm the guy that got left holding the fucking bag of shit.
Yeah.
I didn't get any money.
You lost my career.
I got fucked.
You got pegged.
Yeah.
You got fisted in your asshole.
I did. I wasn't even liking
dildo.
It. I'm like, I don't like pegging. Why am I getting pegged by life? Why is life fucking me?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. So that instantaneously, that fucking loudmouth bitch, if I found out no matter how hot a girl was, that she's throwing my business out.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It was crazy.
I will call her up and I'll say, fuck you, bitch.
Yep.
Well, he doesn't know that I know, and I don't think he knows that anybody else knows, but like there's like a friend group that knows about this.
But if enough people know, eventually he's going to fucking find out.
That's bullshit.
That's not cool at all.
Not
that's
cool.
Unless your girl
I'm not going to tell her that. I want more information.
But hold on now. On the other end of that, like if your girlfriend would put you over, you know, even it's really not people's fucking business, but sometimes girls talk.
Like, I got dick down good last
night. She's like, so.
Yeah, that's okay.
What do you think? You know, how about Bubba? Well, listen, you may think you know Bubba, but my motherfucker's a dick down expert. My God, he fucking brings it.
Yeah.
He started dick downing.
Yeah, like, my God.
That's what I tell all my friends.
That I'm a dick down expert?
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
My God, you have no idea.
God damn, Bubba, you have no idea.
Oh, and that's the thing. I what do you consider?
How? I gotta go.
No.
How in the fuck does this guy still have a job?
Especially with all the shit going on.
I want Anna to come over and just choke me out for real.
You want me to? I looked up a rear naked choke on YouTube. I think I know how to do it now.
You couldn't.
I mean, your neck might be a little bit challenging.
It has no bearing on how big. You should be able to sink it right in. If you had the right technique, even a little dainty little thing like you could sink it right in and tap me the fuck out. For real.
Okay, well, I just looked it up on YouTube once, so I'm probably not a
you
pro. Will,
no, not at all. I have to show you, and then you do it to me.
No.
Anna, why don't you trust me?
Come on, you cracked my neck up.
No, but hold on. Like, if I went over there right now, and I'm not going to.
Okay.
And I just put in a rear naked choke and showed you how to do it.
Just a casual rear naked choke.
No, not a fucking competition one. Okay, this is how you go. Boom, like this. Boom. That's it.
Do you know how strong you are, though?
No.
To something that's really light to you, to someone who's as delicate and dainty like me.
So how about
really
you just let
us.
Me show you?
Paper tiger fucking bitch.
Yeah, paper tiger bitch. I like tough bitches. I like tough bitches. I can go over there and just sink it in and not
sink it in?
But don't they call it sinking
yeah,
it in?
Yeah, they do, but I looked it up online.
I can sink it in.
I
mean, she keeps saying no, and then you're like, I'm not going to do it, but let me come do it.
Let me just go ahead and get it in.
Will you recognize taps?
No, because I'm not going to, it's not even, yes, I'll recognize taps, but it's not going to get to, like, it's not going to go, we're not going there.
You have
there.
To be very gentle. I only have one neck.
I will.
Ha,
don't
he talked
fuck
you into
up.
Saying yes.
Blitz to be nice. Hopefully he's not right. Well, let's see. Do you want me to take my headphones off?
You don't have to.
Oh, what was it?
Hold on. Hold on.
You got poopy hands on you.
I gotta get on. Okay, hold on. I can't get it in.
All right.
No, because of the you're not working with me. Okay. Like that, and then you go down like that.
Oh yeah.
So you take that, and then you go. You squeeze it down like that. What? Can you feel the power?
Yeah. I see your the way the pressure goes now.
But see, the pressure is
it's like down instead of back.
Yeah, you're actually applying it towards the sternum.
Yeah, I get it.
And a lot of that pressure goes on the hand that's in the behind the head.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's where you do most
but
of
it. But I wasn't
that.
Putting, I didn't want to put that in.
Right, no, I know.
Because as soon as you sink that, like you're.
That's how it's really done, it's from the back, really.
My T-Rex arms could barely get around your little 12-inch neck. I could Blitz, I could never be an MMA guy because my ladies and gentlemen, he could be a hell of a rear naked guy, but his arms are too.
With the arm span of 12. Sorry.
Can you imagine if a guy had you in a little bit of rear naked deal? With his penis touching your butt? Then arch back to choke you out?
Penis touching my butt.
Yeah, penis to the back.
Is that supposed to be like a sexual thing?
Well, if a guy was behind you, okay, and he put you in that, and he put you in that deal.
Oh, like,
and then his boner was kind of in your ass crack, not going anywhere, but you could feel it back there. You know, being.
Why
a
wouldn't it go anywhere?
Well, Blitz, I mean, you don't know if she says. You
I don't want to do the get-go.
Blitz,
when
Blitz.
She passes out, who cares where it's at, right?
Blitz.
Isn't that the rule?
Blitz, you lay it back
am
there.
Am I right?
Blitz, you lay it back there so she knows it's knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then she tells you, you know, perhaps where you can put it. You know, you put it in there. You got her rear naked out. You got your boner against her butt. And then, you know, she says, oh.
I just say,
Or, Blitz, they arch that back a little bit. They, you know, they...
They go, rawr, rawr.
Like a cat in heat. She pushes that ass back, and then that's an invitation.
Face down, ass up.
Then you don't even worry about the choke out. You just worry about mounting.
Right. So how are you like only recently an ass guy?
Like a gorilla. Do you know how to fuck gorilla position, Anna?
Yeah, I saw you played oral sex on the thing.
How you get, how you fuck gorilla position.
Yeah, I think it's just mostly like, they mostly do doggy, like to front.
No, we've talked about this before.
My gorilla position.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant like actual gorillas in the wild.
Well, I think gorillas do fuck that way.
They have more versatility.
What I call the gorilla position is kind of like a male silverback that gets on
and mounts.
And yes, it's kind of like a hip to hip mount, and then you put the hands over the shoulders. And then you just fucking drive the hips in like this.
Are they flat on the bed or something?
Yeah, you're flat on the bed.
Okay, so they're not like standing.
No, you're flat on the bed, okay?
Yeah, I got
with
you.
With your legs together.
Oh, together.
Your legs
have
to be together.
Okay.
And then the guy comes in with your legs together.
Yeah.
And he mounts
it. Weasels his way through the hallway.
He gets through the donkey, and then he gets in the vag. And then once he gets in the van, God, my son works here.
He's
Fuck.
Listening.
Powder
he said good. He said he's typing in the chat room. He said it's good time for launch.
Yeah, it is. The gorilla mount is probably too much for people. Good time for lunch. What I'm going to Dr. Diaco's for a little touch up today.
Nice. Are you going to get content?
No.
Okay.
Just a little touch up here and there. Anna, you'd like the gorilla position. Tell. Blitz to mount you, gorilla.
Blitz, will you mount me gorilla style?
Yeah. We've come such a long way, Blitz. She said, mount me gorilla style. Some cottage cheese, papa.